September 1st, want to curl up? Jeremiah chapter 18, verses 1 to 4. This is the word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord. Go down to the potter's house, and there I will give you my message. So I went down to the potter's house, and I saw him working at the wheel. But the pot he was shaping from the clay was marred in his hands. So the potter formed it into another pot, shaping it as seemed best to him. There are times when I felt I'd absolutely blown it. I was completely overwhelmed by a sense of failure. I just wanted to curl up in a corner somewhere and let life pass me by. Ever felt like that? What does God do when we go through these times? Does he ignore our state and treat us as if everything is wonderful? He can't always do that, particularly when sin is behind our wretched feelings. This would be like a potter continuing to put elaborate detail onto a pot that is clearly marred and could never be used by anyone. Or does he discard us, throwing us onto the scrap heap of broken pottery that will never see the light of day? That's what we might think we deserve. God has a third choice. Because the pot hasn't been fired yet, he can take it back to his wheel and redesign it. He can begin again, working the weakness out and putting strength in its place. God reworked Israel over and over, and he will rework you as many times as he likes until he's satisfied. He has a lifetime to work in. Your lifetime.